This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
Taz of the Moose with you here. It's the third and final hour on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Thank you, Mean Gene. Appreciate that. Here we go. Kicking off the third hour, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Angels sign Anthony Rendon to a seven-year, $245 million deal.
Okay. Well,
Bob Dwyer.
Is that who that was?
Yes.
Now we have board ops doing our voiceovers?
No, he's not a board op.
No?
No, he works behind the scenes for Boomer and Geo.
That was Bob, right?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
I can't pick out Tony Romo's voice, but that is Bob Dwyer.
That's definitely Bob. I was with him in the room.
Hold on a second. So now, you're okay with having a, not even a board op or a producer, with a mic in his face.
Here we go.
A guy working behind the scenes. So I love Bobby. Bearded Bob. We're okay with him having him do the three for us, the voiceover.
Yeah, I was okay with it.
Who's next? Mark Chernoff?
I've asked. He told me no.
He said no.
Not this time around, but time I asked him.
He won't do it this time either.
That'd be great.
Pete, can you do one for us? Like, please?
We should have a lobby.
Angel sign Anthony Rendon.
There you go. Very nice. Nice job. Nice job. Rendon is now an Angel. Scott Boras is loaded. The three big signings, Strasburg, well, you look at four big signings this offseason. Moustakas with the Reds,
yeah.
Strasburg back with the Nats, Cole with the Yankees, and Rendon now with the Angels. You're in the neighborhood of around $900 million of contracts amongst the four, with Moustakas being the cheapest at $64 million. Rendon gets seven for 245. Similar deal to what Strasburg got from the Nats. No deferred money, but in terms of the guaranteed money that's coming his way, it's exactly the same as what Strasburg got there, Taz. He got paid. The Nationals, couple of things. Number one is, are the Angels right now a playoff team? They're not. Are they a better baseball team? They are. They still have to address that starting rotation, something that you knew they wanted to address with Gerrit Cole, but they weren't willing to go to $324 million for 9 years, the deal that he got from the Yankees. The other issue you have is from the Nats. Did they make the right choice? If you were them, would you rather have Rendon moving forward as your everyday third baseman at 7 for 245, or would you rather have the World Series MVP in Strasburg moving forward at 7 for 245?
Option B. I think what the Nats did was the right thing, in my opinion.
That's, you did?
Yeah, I do.
You'd
I
rather
do.
Have the starter than the everyday player?
I'd rather have that pitcher,
more difficult to find starting pitching?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Everybody's in chase.
Yeah.
Your team was in chase, and they got that guy. And your team was great this year, except for the pitching, the starting pitching. But as far as Rendon, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, that kind of money is amazing. Sure, it's great. This is right coming off of Gerrit Cole making the $324 million with the Yankees. So, you know, you can't discredit, obviously. You know, the guy's, Rendon's a great player. He's a great hitter. The guy, like I was saying earlier, the guy, he hardly ever strikes out. I mean, the guy is such a true professional hitter. Excellent third baseman. He's an everyday guy who's a stud, and he's a low-key Jones guy, too. He's not going to make waves. You're not going to hear much from him, right or wrong. Like, he's kind of very low-key.
Yeah, very low-key.
There's nothing.
Well, he's up at the plate yawning.
Yeah.
Remember that during the playoffs?
Yeah.
Is that really the time to be yawning? But I mean, it just shows you
relaxed.
How relaxed he is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the time to be yawning?
Yes.
I mean, that's insane. That. Remember
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah, now you say it. That's tremendous. So they got the Angels got him. They got Trout, obviously, another guy who's kind of low-key. You don't hear much about him. He's the best player in baseball. You never hear nothing about him.
No.
You know, I mean, it's like, and, you know. So, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely great if you're an Angel fan. You got another great player. And we'll see. We'll see how it works
well,
out.
Well, and here's the difference, Taz. Say, when they brought, and they still got Pujols and 2 years left on him. When they brought Pujols in, I thought the Cardinals got the best of Albert Pujols. Right?
Absolutely.
The Angels, maybe we're going to get a year or two of very good Pujols, but the prime of Pujols, you're going to get, I would say, 5-6 prime years of Anthony Rendon.
Mm.
You know, you're going to get you're paying Anthony Rendon on the uptick. He was an MVP candidate this year in the National League. You're not paying a guy at 34, 35 years of age. He's got a number of great years ahead of him.
He's 29. Yeah, he's a young guy.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're going to get, I mean, you would imagine, Anthony, you could make the argument Anthony Rendon for the length of that contract, as long as he stays healthy, is going to be an all-star caliber player for the Angels.
You know, for the for the Nats, you know how much he was making in 2016? Put you on the spot for a second. You probably don't know. I mean, why would you know?
Offhand, I don't. I have no idea.
$2.8 million. He got a big raise.
Got a big raise.
Hey, look, $2.8 million is nothing to sneeze at here.
No, it's
a good
chunk of change.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he just got a massive raise to go play out in California, where he's from Texas, actually. He's not from California.
Went to Rice.
He went to Rice. That's right. Great baseball program for a long time. A lot of years out there in Texas. And meanwhile, the Angels couldn't do business and lock down Gerrit Cole, who's grew up right near the stadium. In the Anaheim area there.
We're unwilling to go above and beyond for Cole as he ends up with the Yankees, but we're willing to get the deal done with Anthony Rendon. They're a better baseball team. Madden's got another toy to tinker with in that starting lineup. They'll be better. Rendon and Trout should be a dynamic combination, but they've got to address that starting rotation. And Taz, the baseball winter meetings wind down today in San Diego. You get that Rule 5 draft this morning. The teams and the agents and the players are going to start clearing out of Southern California.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think it was pretty good. I mean, it went good. I mean, Tuesday, we were talking about earlier, Tuesday was a big day. Cole got moved to the Yankees for that crazy money. Philly's got DD, on a one-year $14 million deal to hurt all of us Mets fans even more. So, and Kozart with the Angels was traded to the Giants. So,
yes. They cleared a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Now he's a member of the Giants. So,
but any deals Tuesday, I think that's it, right?
Anything that
jumps out? It was not another huge stuff, I don't think.
No, I mean, Walker to the Mets,
right? We talked about that.
Blake Treinen.
Right.
I think that's a good pickup by the Dodgers coming off a bad year. 2 years ago, he pitched with .7 ERA, 8 ERA. Dodgers need help in that bullpen. I think Treinen certainly helps, but
Giants got a pitcher, too. They picked up a pitch on a one-year deal.
Oh, they picked up the guy,
Gausman.
Mets.
Gausman. Gausman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Kevin Gausman.
Gausman.
Yep.
Gausman.
Yeah, who the Mets were interested in and bringing in back into the rotation starter. Right, depth starter. Yeah. So baseball winter meetings wind down out in San Diego, but it's been an active one, an interesting one, and a number of key big-name signings. All right, next.
Number two.
Commissioner Roger Goodell spoke at the league meetings in Irving, Texas.
It is. Doesn't it sound like he ends his sentence on an uptick there? Can you play Bob again? Like,
okay. There's a reason why. I'll tell you in a second. Go ahead.
Almost like something is next.
I'll tell you why in a second.
Okay.
That's funny.
Number two.
Commissioner Roger Goodell spoke at the league meetings in Irving, Texas.
Yeah.
Well,
next.
Yeah. Well, see, the reason why he's doing that, the main reason, he's not a professional.
Okay.
That's number one. He's a backstage guy. Okay. That's number two. Number three, his inflection is the word you're looking for, Moose.
Yes.
He doesn't know how to inflect his voice to pitch to the team, the radio team.
Yeah, it's got to end.
He's not a pro.
No, he was not. No, I was waiting for the next thing there from Bob Dwyer. I was waiting for the next. And.
Right.
Nothing. And then he didn't give me anything.
Well, Zach Martin, he's in Disney hanging out. With what's his name? Bogus?
Have they connected?
He's got to be pissed.
Have we gotten word? Have they connected down there?
From all I've seen on social media, it does not appear that they have connected yet.
I asked Bogish, how long is he down in Disney for?
I'm not sure when he's coming back. I'm not positive on that. I don't have
happiest.
He'll be here Monday, but I'm not sure what day.
Sure. And he left on Monday night or Tuesday.
Who's he?
Andrew Bogus. Left. I'm not sure. It was either I believe it was Tuesday morning. It was Tuesday.
He left Tuesday.
It was Tuesday.
Morning.
Hopefully they're sitting next to each other, their families, everything on a plane. Imagine Zach in the middle seat on a plane with you. Oof.
Yeah, that's
but
bad.
I wonder what Zach Martin would think, a regular professional voiceover man, of Bobby Dreyer's work.
Trash.
Huh. Bob feeling good about himself? So Goodell
to
said...
To a Tagovailoa, you are.
So Goodell said, gave you no time frame in terms of the investigation, said they're due diligence, also said the Patriots' history is a factor in the investigation as well, Taz. We'll see where that investigation does end up. Also said there's not much to the NFL, say, reseeding or seeding differently come the postseason based on record. He still wants to, you know, put some worth into winning the division in the regular season. That's a playoff, just how bad the NFC East is. And then talked about the officiating. They've obviously didn't throw his refs and officials out under the bus, but talked about the speed of the game and how, you know, the difficulty of the game and how they make adjustments season to season. We know the officiating has been a massive issue this year.
Yeah, he doesn't say nothing. I mean, Goodell, he don't say nothing. And the whole thing with the Patriots stuff, it's like, listen, bro, we hit on this earlier. You don't need to take that long to investigate what's going on here. It was a 3-person crew that Kraft contracted for the Patriots to go shoot video for a web series. Okay, cool. And they locked in on a sideline shot for 8 minutes with just rolling tape, as they say in the business. That's ridiculous.
Okay, that is.
There's not much to investigate here. That's sketchy as hell.
Right.
Spygate 2.
If the video is on coaches and there's signs coming in for 8 straight minutes, I totally agree.
Bro, if you're shooting just the whole sideline, you're catching those coaches. And these NFL coaches, they can see each other. You can see hand signals. They can see any movement and how players are being subbed. Like I said yesterday, how you're subbing guys in and out. You could tell their schematics on the game, on plays.
And you mentioned the other day the Rossini report from ESPN saying that one confronted said what, quote-unquote, Kraft employee. Secondly, said, can we just delete the video and move on?
Just brush it under the table.
Right.
And our guest, Ryan Wilson, our friend, was on earlier, NFL insider. And he basically said the same thing. He read about that, too.
Yep.
So when you go up and to the camera crew and one of the main guys there is like, well, let's just brush this under the table, act like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, if you're just...
That reeks of being guilty.
Bro, and if you're just shooting footage innocently for this web series, what is there to brush under the rug?
I agree with you. There's nothing. If I did nothing wrong, then it's nothing. And this whole idea that if you were an independent contractor and you didn't know the rules, that's something you got to go over. I mean, play the whole naive thing. Well, I had no idea what I was doing. Oh, what? What?
Yeah,
These are the rules? I can't shoot the sideline? I never heard of that.
So an organization called the New England Patriots, a dynasty in sports worldwide, is going to contract you to go and shoot footage, but you have no frigging clue what you're doing.
Right. An organization that is as buttoned up and as informed.
Oh.
And basically, and they also, Taz, they do their due diligence on it. You'd probably say they're the smartest team in the NFL. That means a guy that's working or a gal that's working for the Patriots, then all of a sudden they're playing dumb and being naive and saying, I had no idea. That's a hard thing to believe.
As much as I hate the Pats, I've always thought they were the smartest team, too. I'm starting to think they're not. You know why? Because they get caught all the time. You know, if these other teams are cheating, they're smart enough to get busted. These guys get busted all the time.
Or the focus is on them because of their past as well, too.
Well, they're repeat offenders.
Right. Correct.
I mean, multiple times.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Number three.
Number three.
Warm reception in Kawhi Leonard's return to Toronto.
Yeah. I was a little surprised by that. Chance of MVP, MVP. The celebration, Taz. The warm reception. You spurned them. You decided to go to the Los Angeles Clippers. Didn't that? Weren't you a little surprised by that?
No. You know why?
You really weren't?
I'll tell you why. Well, I'm going to tell you why, sir. Yeah, you got to let me explain, right? I mean, that's how this conversation works.
Yes, that is how it works.
You asked me a question.
I did.
I'm just trying to answer, that's all. I've been to Canada many times, Moose. Okay? I hate to brag about my road trips, but I do it a lot. Some people get annoyed, because I'll let you know where I've been. Been around the world twice, my friend.
Yes, I know.
You heard.
Okay. I've heard, yeah.
Don't yawn, Mr. Randone. So here's the thing.
I wasn't yawning.
You stretched.
My back is
stretching is close to warning.
No, it's just stretching.
It's close. People in Canada, The reason why I brought up my trips to Canada, the Maple Leaf Country, they're very nice. They're very nice people there. That's why I'm not surprised the reception that he got in Toronto.
Okay.
Because they're very, very nice people. They love everyone. Their health care is great there. They're happy with everything. Their food's great. They have great red meat, the steak. Their chocolate's better than our chocolate because they pasteurize their milk different than us. They're happy.
All right, so do you think there's a United States city where he would get a similar reception? New York, he wouldn't.
No.
Boston, he wouldn't.
No, they'd throw...
Chicago?
No, he'd get...
Maybe Miami?
Metal objects. Yeah. Miami, they would cheer him because they're...
L.A.?
Most people that live in Miami aren't from Miami. They're transplants, so they don't give a rat's ass. Yeah, all right, Kawhi. They don't care. They would just cheer him.
I think he would in New York. If he got the Knicks a title...
And then
came,
left?
And then came back and got them a title?
Mike,
I think they're so... I think they would. I think they would cheer him.
Really?
I do.
I think they'd boo.
I think they'd cheer.
I think they'd boo, too.
I think they'd boo. I think they'd appreciate what he accomplished, but I think they'd boo. Whoa, how dare you? Why don't you want to stay here long term?
You got us a title. We haven't seen 30 wins in a decade.
I get it.
But don't you understand, Mike, that fans are entitled? There's entitlement. We want more! So when you leave, you pissed us off. That's the New York state of mind, my man.
I agree, but for an organization that's so desperate and has one of the best fan bases in sports, I think they would appreciate that year so much.
It's about the
Knicks. They'd get over it. Yeah, the Knicks.
Obvious, the hatred that we've seen over the years, 2 years, with Mike as a Nets lover and the Knicks. It's a passive-aggressive shot, something you would do, Moose. A passive-aggressive shot towards the Knicks, towards you. That's what that is. I'm just letting you know.
That wasn't my thought process.
Think it's not trouble. I'm just being honest.
Well, and so you were not, Mike, you were not surprised by the ovation last night?
No, I was not. I think when you get a team a title that's never won
sets
a
you
title,
apart.
I mean, that's something that they'll have forever. Mm. And I think got the Knicks a title, granted he left and he moved on, but boy, that would be some scene at the Garden that year before.
Mike, you're usually right on basically everything, especially NBA.
Not true.
Podcasting or food, but I have to tell you.
You're wrong.
You're wrong on this one, too. You really are.
Well, we'll never know.
Right, it's true. Knicks will never win. That's a good point by Mike. Well done. Checkmate. There you have it. Your three big stories here on this Thursday morning. It's Taz and the Moose. We'll come back. We'll touch upon the Thursday night game. Ravens and Jets down in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson a little banged up, but he's going to give it a go. The MVP favorite. We'll get into that next right here on this Thursday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. And the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, 855-212-4CBS. The CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. A little Thursday night football tonight. Ravens and Jets.
Yeah, I'm just a little aggravated at Brad Heller.
Why? For what reason?
You saw what happened. I came in the studio.
Well, he was cleaning up his other area where he's going to be doing updates for the DA show, right?
And I couldn't get to my seat where I'm co-hosting a national radio show.
A temporary roadblock.
Yeah, and I looked at it in my face, usually in my routine, you know.
Yes.
I come in and I go to the right. Or the left, I mean, the left.
You go right to the left, right. You
right,
don't walk
right
behind
to the left,
me.
Not to the left, to the right.
Correct.
And then I see there's a person in the shadows near my area, and I'm like, who the hell is that?
Yes. Brad was in your way. And then you were polite. You allowed him to pass by you first before you made your way to your seat.
I kind of...
It's very nice and polite.
You didn't hear... You had headphones on. I wasn't polite, I don't think, verbally, but you didn't hear me because I had headphones on. Brad heard me. I was a little ticked.
I did.
I was cursed him off.
I was a little bit like, come on, bro. What are you doing? Like that.
Frankie Heller.
With his eyes. I got a little bit of a Taz dirty look.
Oh, man. Well, welcome, Brad.
Yeah.
Second update
now
this
morning. I feel
morning.
Like I'm part of the club.
Called yes. Thursday.
Yes, it's a Thursday.
Oh, my God.
How are you, buddy?
Good, good.
Go ahead.
All right. It's hard to have a better week at work than Scott Boras. The super agent represents three players that have signed for more than $800 million over the past 3 days. First, Steven Strasburg with the Nationals, then Garrett Cole with the Yankees, and now Anthony Rendon with the Angels, reportedly $245 million over 7 years. Those are actually the same numbers as Strasburg. Rendon's deal has no opt-out and a no-trade clause. Other signings from the winter meetings, reliever Blake Treinen goes to the Dodgers, 1 year and $10 million. Tanner Roark to the Blue Jays, 2 years, $24 million. Michael Wacha to the Mets for 1 year. NBA Kawhi Leonard heard MVP chants in his return to Toronto, and then he helped the Clippers beat his former team.
Rebounded by Trez himself, hands it off Williams, and the Clippers are in business offensively. Here's Leonard, open on the right wing, down the right alley. Leonard to the basket. He banks it home, plus the foul. Vintage claw action in Toronto.
Noah Eagle on Clippers radio. Leonard scored 23. The Clippers over the Raptors 112-92. The Bucks made it 16 in a row. They topped the Pelicans 127-112. That was without Giannis, who sat out with a quad injury. Milwaukee is 22-3, tied for the best record with the Lakers, who beat the Magic in Orlando 96-87. LeBron 25 points in a triple-double. Elsewhere, James Harden went off in Cleveland.
Gives it to Capella with four, with three, out to the Beard. How about a floater to the lane? Got it! It's a two-point shot, but it will give the Rockets a one-point lead at 109-108. 53 for James Harden.
Matt Thomas on Rockets Radio. Harden finished with 55. 20 in the fourth quarter. The Rockets held off the Cavs 116-110. Kemba Walker, 44 and a loss as the Celtics fell to the Pacers, 122-117. Devontae Graham, a career-high 40. The Hornets erased a 20-point deficit. They beat the Nets in Brooklyn, 113-108. The Knicks snapped a 10-game losing streak, 124-122 over the Warriors in overtime. Golden State now has the worst record in the NBA at 5-21. The Kings got a late three-pointer from Bogdan Bogdanovic, 13 seconds to go. They rallied to top the Thunder, 94-93. College basketball, Michigan, the third top five team to lose this week. The fifth-ranked Wolverines fell at Illinois, 71-62. Week 15 of the NFL kicks off tonight in Baltimore. The Ravens can clinch the AFC North with a win over the Jets. They're 16-point favorites. Lamar Jackson needs just 23 yards rushing to break Michael Vick's single-season record for a quarterback. College football coaching news. Former Florida State coach Willie Taggart lands at Florida Atlantic, taking over for Lane Kiffin. Former BC coach Steve Adazio gets the job at Colorado State. NHL, the Sharks firing head coach Pete DeBoer, who is in the middle of his third season. The Capitals have beaten the Bruins 16 of the last 17 meetings. The final last night, 3-2. Guys?
All right. Oh, Brad,
spectacular.
Great
man.
Job. Well done.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure. Thanks,
will you,
guys.
Will you be locked into the Thursday night game tonight?
No.
Ravens-Jets. Why not?
No Ravens-Jets? No.
I mean, I might check out the first half. I think a lot of us are anticipating not
a good game. Oh, you have better things to do? You're going to go to another holiday party, a company party? Is that what you're doing?
No, I was thinking maybe sleeping, but, you know.
You look like you might need to get some rest. So.
Yeah, you look great, Brad.
Otherwise.
That was my co-host. Yeah. I think you look fantastic.
Thank you.
You got it.
I appreciate
it. Listen,
that.
I won't see you tomorrow, but I'll talk to you down the road, man. You know, so. All right,
Taz. Okay.
Yeah, it's great working with you.
Have a great weekend.
Well, you'll see him next week.
Have a good holiday. He's not going to be here next week.
I will be here next week.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Hold on
doing the shows with Bogus. You got Heller all week.
Oh, damn. All right. So it's nothing at you, Brad. I didn't
it's
realize.
Not goodbye, no. It's hello.
I did that. Baby hello.
No.
It's not goodbye, it's hello. I said that. Oh,
I don't
damn,
take any offense.
I realized I
got to
work with Andrew. That's why. Yeah. That's why.
Right.
I did that. Yeah.
Yes,
zing.
Andrew,
yeah.
Has he called in yet from Disney World?
Were
supposed to spearhead this interview.
That bit slipped through the fingers.
That really did. That
the week's not over yet. That's all I'll say.
Well,
keep hope alive.
Oh, maybe we can get it tomorrow.
I mean, good gosh, I'm not going to be here. Well, you guys can get me on the phone if you want. I'll come on the show from the phone.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, what time are you looking at?
Sure, whatever. 6, 7, 7:30.
That's
8, 9.
That's Eastern for you.
Yeah,
tomorrow?
All Eastern. Everything. All Eastern.
You'll be ornament shopping.
Yeah,
where is Bogus today? Epcot.
I don't have the Bogus family itinerary.
You don't have the itinerary?
That wasn't publicized?
He's at Norway eating Viking lollipops in the morning, like made of egg whites or something. I don't know
on
where
that boat ride that Moose was talking about.
Yeah, the Frozen.
Yeah, the Frozen, yes.
In Norway. Great beer in Norway, too.
Beer. Yeah, I miss Epcot. We talked about this the other day.
Yeah, the beer in Norway is fantastic.
I need to get
you walk around, you have a couple pints. It's nice. At night, you get the fireworks. They changed up the firework show at night as well.
Did they really?
Yes.
You got the schedule?
I do not have the schedule in front of me. I follow.
Maybe they emailed it to you.
I follow Walt Disney World News on Twitter.
Do you really?
Yeah, so I get the updates.
That's probably a big follow.
I do. It is. Honestly, it's a huge I love Walt Disney World. I'm not ashamed to say it. It's great.
You loved them so much, you didn't even know they had French fries on Main Street years ago.
15 but, years ago.
Yeah. Well, listen, I for me, I do miss Epcot. I miss Canada. I miss the steakhouse. The steakhouse, it's so cozy, but yet manly. Mm. And you get nice, thick red meat. You know, and just with potatoes.
Yeah, it's a nice steakhouse.
I feel like such a man with just a big, thick draft beer, you know.
So of all the places in Epcot that you can go, all the different countries that are represented, you're going to go to Canada?
After that, we'll walk out to 95-degree heat and humidity. And we'll see how much giddy-up Taz has got in his step.
I mean, Canada's pretty close from where you're sitting right now, actually.
I think it's closer than Orlando. What is it called? Sistriere, I believe it is, the steakhouse?
I have no idea.
Canada?
All I know, when I walk in, they're like, hey, mate.
The Bogishes were at Epcot on Tuesday and the Magic Kingdom Wednesday, using our social media team to track them down. So they're probably going to a different theme park tonight.
Our social media team.
Oh, it's La Cellier.
They are busy.
La Cellier.
La Cellier. Hold on a second. They are sharing online where they are? What are they?
Well, Instagram photos. Yeah. So, yes.
You people do that here?
I do.
Ah, that's... That's
Instagram?
Insane. No. Listen to this guy. Instagram. I got quadruple the followers he's got. He's going, Instagram? Yeah, Instagram. No, I'm saying I don't go and post when I'm on vacation where I am on Instagram. What we call it IG is what it's really called.
Hey, Brad.
Well, I don't, you know, I don't.
You have something else to say, Brad? You shake your head and turn your back to me.
I'm good.
Right. Start aggravating. Why'd you turn this back to me?
I have no idea.
Rude.
I don't have the fear that someone's going to hunt me down in the woods like I'm a deer.
You never know, Moose. We over nation. You're always looking.
Although, if you're in Canada, if you're having a beer in Canada, watch out.
I don't have that fear that all of a sudden someone's going to be knocking at my door when I'm on. So, no, it's not like we're selling you a play-by-play of exactly where I'm at.
Why do people have to share their life on their social? Look where I am. Look what I'm doing. Look what I did.
I usually send pictures of my kids dressed up as Mickey or Goofy or Donald.
I mean,
family members might be interested to see what the family's doing.
You know what? Call me. I'll tell you where I am. Hey, Aunt Millie, you know what? I'm over in Tokyo. No, not the real one when I was drawing money at Cork and Hall or the Sumo Palace. No, I'm at the fake one in Orlando. Okay? Tell Aunt Connie I said hello. Click. I don't need to have my family see it on Instagram.
Now instead of taking 10 seconds to send out a photo, you're going to be calling every family member to tell them what you're doing?
No.
That takes more of the day. I'm not doing that.
I don't need to tell anyone anything.
I'm not calling aunts and uncles and cousins.
How about we all just live our lives in this world?
We do.
Why do we got to share our business on social media? Why? Why is everything great on social media? Why does everyone's life look great on social media?
Wait a second.
It's social media for promotion.
You also talk about yourself sometimes, too.
Well, sometimes.
I mean, from the man who is analyzing what the correct ratio is to followers and tweets.
Well, because to me, it's business.
And judging you followers and non-followers.
We know a lot about his ornaments. Yes. On his tree.
Yes. Well,
that's true.
It is a good point. Well, the thing is, like right now, the last thing I tweeted was, get the new pin. TazShirts.com.
Oh,
TazShirts. Well, no, there's a new pin. You didn't see this. Look, you get this pin. It's for your lapel. They sell them now. Now I have them at TazShirts.com.
Nice.
It's a pin for your, like a pledge pin. And you put it on your lapel.
It's impressive the way you work that to get into your plug.
What? What do you mean? I didn't do nothing.
It's amazing how we just came full circle just to get the Taz shirts plug in.
No, TazShirts.com.
It's TazShirts.com.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think social media, it's getting to a point where it's so obnoxious. Everyone's life has to look like it's amazing. It's a lot of
BS. Not everyone's life is amazing.
No, you're right. Most people's lives aren't, but if you look at their friggin' Instagram,
that's not true.
And Twitter,
you're being open and honest. No, you'd be open and honest. I'm not gonna say that.
Open and honest. Well, I want to see. Show me a picture of when you get a flat tire, and you're miserable on the side of the road. Hey, look,
sure.
This is
there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that.
Next time I'll send a photo of my son getting stitches in the emergency room from a plastic surgeon his blood is gushing down his face.
Just put hashtag no filter.
And I'll be like, this is for artificial Taz. My life is not great.
Hashtag hospital. Hashtag emergency.
It's a little deep.
Right.
I mean, it's a little far.
That's being real and genuine.
It's a little heavy right there.
Hashtag TazShirts.com.
How about when my kids, my son's, right, my son got his tooth knocked out and there's blood everywhere. I'll send that photo. Right.
You probably get a lot of retweets.
Hashtag right. Malusa's Melee.
Right. Gregory, who has a tendency to get nosebleeds, running around the house, jumping on the couch, his blood is pouring from his nose because he doesn't want us to try and hold down. His, we have to
he
hold
gets
him down.
He nosebleeds?
Yes, we have to hold him down.
You know, that's called in wrestling. He can't hold his mud.
No, he's got a...
That's an expression.
I'm sure it is. He's got a raised artery.
Yeah, you got to have that... Nose. You have the, what do you call it, put in it? The fire pit. The punk. Take care of it. Take care.
See you, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Great job.
I don't like the way you just did that either. You looked at the clock like I'm tired.
You have to have it cauterized.
Cauterized. I've had my nose done 3-4 times. Yeah. I couldn't remember the word. No, I don't. This Brett Hell is starting to get on my nerves a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Brett,
but this is not a wrestling injury with Gregory. He just turned 3.
Okay.
This is not somebody who didn't fall from the top rope.
Now Brad goes into Mike genetics. And buries us.
He's got 4 minutes. He's got to get to his update.
Guy hates my guts.
We'll get into the Thursday night game. Ravens, Jets. We'll get the undercard for you as well.
You ever pack your son's nose? That's important. Like if they bleed and you pack, take a little tissue.
Oh, we've done all that routine. We've done it all. Yeah. Name it, we've done it. Nice, we hold it. Yeah,
when I was young, I had the same thing. That's right.
Yeah, we had special. Yeah, we've gone to a couple doctors, ear, nose, and throat guys, and a couple of different doctors. Yeah. Thing is, they don't want to do the cauterization this age.
Too young, huh?
Too young. They're a little concerned about, because you have to go out.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
I never had a cauterizer get them to go out.
I
had it with, like, a punk. Like, they burn it and stick a thing
up your nose. I think because he's so young, they have to put him out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like 14 when I had.
Yeah, I think it's different when you get older. I think the fact I that's my assumption. I think the fact that because they're worried about number one is you have to be precise with it.
All right.
And when you're 14, you're going to stay still.
Yeah, you have to stay still. Yeah.
When you're 2 or 3,
you're not staying.
You're not staying.
You don't stay still when he's having chicken McNuggets.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. When you're 7 or 8, you're not staying still. When you're 14,
stay still. I'm going to stick this thing up your nose.
Right,
don't move.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. No problem.
But yeah, so I'll be a little bit more real and genuine on Twitter. Everything's not
gross. Authentic. That's
right.
What we want.
That's it. When my roof is leaking, add official tasks. Here we go. Come in, Stats of the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose, coast to coast, pillar to post on CBS Sports Radio.
Certainly is. Thursday night game tonight. I wouldn't expect much pushback from the Jets this evening, would you? They're coming off a ugly victory against the Miami Dolphins. Ravens, Lamar Jackson a little bit banged up, but they struggled last week against the Bills. I would expect Baltimore to, and they are more than a 2-touchdown favorite tonight. I would expect Baltimore to steamroll the Jets.
16.5, as they say in the
16
trade.
16.5 favorite, yeah.
Yeah, so and the game is in Baltimore. It's going to be cold. It's going to be rough for those J-E-T-S-S-S Jets. But I'll tell you this, if I am the Ravens, I would definitely contemplate and tell Mr. Griffin, Robert Griffin, the third, warm up, get ready. Don't keep Lamar in this game long. There's no need to keep him in the game long. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, I'd have Trace McSorley. Remember the kid from Penn State? He's the third stringer there.
Yeah.
Have him get ready.
Game gets out of reach.
Yeah, and it's going to get out of reach quick.
Oh, no, I agree with you. But you're talking about in the context, that's a 3-score game, you know, 24-point lead, something like that. You're taking Lamar Jackson out of the game.
Out of the game.
Yeah, I don't need to see him complete the game.
Griffin can handle it. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, plus he's a little banked up. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think if you want to make sure you win the game. If you're the Baltimore Ravens, certainly you've got a lot to play for. You want to host and have home field advantage throughout the course of the AFC playoffs. You're riding this tremendous winning streak. This should be... little more than a speed bump tonight. I'd be surprised. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I know we've seen some stunners this year where you didn't expect it at all, Taz, but I'd really be surprised if the Jets beat the Ravens tonight. I'd be stunned.
It's not happening.
I agree.
It's not happening. This is not a shot. And you know what? You could play this as a memory lane tomorrow because I'm not going to be here anyway, so I don't care. You guys probably, when I'm not here, use all my content anyway. So
That's why what happens. My stuff.
Okay. Well, sometimes we use it. Sometimes we don't.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah. Have we used it in the past at points when you've been off? Yeah.
Yeah. No one checked with me. Taz, you cool with this?
Well, you're a co-host of the show. You're the lead name on the billboard, Taz and the Moose.
Lead name.
You are.
Yeah, that don't mean nothing.
But you were.
I were. What is it, past tense? You're right. I was.
No, you are. You are.
I was. I were. I made a new word. I
you
were.
Are. You
was.
Are. You are. You're right. That wasn't proper English. Thank you for pointing that out.
The Taz.
Yes.
It's, you know what, Moose? I'm great. You know?
Yes, and tomorrow, enjoy your day off.
Yeah. And I'm not telling you what I'm doing. I'm not putting it on my Instagram or my Twitter. How about that?
It's even if business. It's the funnest thing you'll ever do in your life.
Even if it's the funnest thing I will ever do in my life, I'm still not putting it on my Twitter.
You're not going to put it anywhere.
I'm not. Not
for public consumption.
No. Only place you could find me is at TazShirts.com.
Here we go. Here's the undercard.
Taz and the Moose present the Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
Hi, Mike.
All right, the Pats signed kicker Josh Gable, who can pull off trick field goals. Would you like to see that done in a real NFL game?
No.
No, just kick it through the uprights.
Okay.
There's nothing fancy needed. Just kick it through the two big, long, yellow things called uprights. I don't need side kicks, up kick, heel kicks, super kicks. I just need a regular field goal.
I'll tell you, though, it is, if you go on and invest 5-6 minutes of your life today or tomorrow and watch it, what he is able to do with a football and how creative he is, Taz, it is pretty impressive.
I did not watch it.
He does one where he basically takes the football, it's on the ground, kicks it up in the air, and then is able to kick it through the uprights from about 15, 20 yards out.
By the time he does that in the game, he's going to get destroyed. The defense is going to be all over.
No, they're not going to do that. I'm just talking about the fact of his creativity. Now, listen, you look at him. Here's where you give him credit, right? The Patriots have been around him for a while. 2017, they had him at their rookie minicamp. Now they bring him aboard. We know they've had issues with their kicker this year after losing, their mainstay, Steven Gaskowski, for the season due to injury. It's been kind of a round robin up there in Foxborough. He's 29 years of age looking for an opportunity. I hope he's able to get it at some point in time.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Just kick it through the uprights. I mean, he's on the path, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. All right.
I hope he misses every one of them.
Next.
Godspeed.
And finally from me, new Hershey Kisses cereal is now available through General Mills. Do you have any interest?
My kid's face is just lit up.
All right. You interested in enjoying this delicacy?
Just chocolate? What makes up Hershey Kisses cereal there, Mike?
The pieces are shaped like Hershey Kisses and reportedly turn milk chocolatey almost immediately. It's going for $3.99 for a mid-size box. And $4.99 for the family size.
Mid-size, but what is it, a car?
I don't have the...
It's
I've
like
never
Count
done this.
Count Chocula used to do that.
Yeah, I haven't done a side-by-side with the two cereals to see which one goes to chocolate first, but I can tell you after reading this report online from ABC27.com...
Oh, my God.
It appears that it's instantaneous.
Well, now you know why our kids are having trouble with their health.
Yeah, well, you're right.
I mean, he's kind of serious. I mean, that's...
You can't do that.
That's a sugar rush in a box right there.
Get your kid on a treadmill. You don't need to be eating that.
What was your favorite cereal growing up?
Crunch Berries was one of them. You know, the not Count Chocolate, whatever company made Crunch Berries.
Yep.
And, no, wait, Crunch Berries. Captain Crunch is the one with the berries.
Oh, Captain Crunch,
I got confused.
Yep.
Fruity Pebbles, that's the other one.
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity
was good.
Pebbles was the one, and then the, like I said, Crunch Berry.
I love Frosted Flakes.
It's a go-to.
Frosted Flakes was solid. I agree with you about Fruity Pebbles. They were good, too.
They were good.
I love Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops are great. I haven't had cereal in ages,
and neither have I.
Ages.
Well, I shouldn't say that. My wife gets this almond...
Almond milk?
No, she drinks almond milk. Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, it's hard.
Almond milk is tough.
My wife bought almond milk eggnog the other day. I took it, and I threw it against a tree in my yard.
You want to hear a fight? So,
the whole container.
Last Saturday morning, we were out of regular milk in the house. We get 2% for the boys. I'm taking Jackson to the hockey game, right? I think he's got to start at like 8:30 in the morning.
Right.
So I make myself at the Keurig a cup of coffee. I go into the fridge to just get me myself a dash of milk. I go, oh, we're out of milk? My wife goes, use the almond milk. I put the almond milk in, you know, put a couple dashes of sugar, went on my way. Took a sip in the car.
Disgusting.
I was like, ugh.
You threw it on a merit.
I didn't throw it out. I didn't litter. I did throw it into the garbage when we got to the rink.
Wow.
I couldn't drink it.
Yeah,
it was tough to get down.
Yeah,
I could not drink it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. My wife buys that too. I'm not a big fan. Yeah, I don't have not had cereal in a long time. My kid was little; he didn't have cereal. See, oatmeal and
oatmeal's a big thing. Yeah,
protein bars. That was it when he was little. So chop them up and have them low fat milk with it.
Nice.
Enjoy it. Other kids crying. Other kids eating cereal. Eat the whey protein. It's good for you.
Nice. Get it up in there.
I'm only 4 years old. Right. I don't care. You're gonna be a
lovely
D1 athlete.
Childhood.
Yeah.
So you were like Todd Marinovich's father.
Similar, just not as tall.
Heath Shuler, who never had fast food or soft drinks growing up, ever.
Look at how good he's doing.
Yeah.
We got a guest on the call.
We do.
Oh, not a guest, Paula. Pete Gass, ladies and gentlemen.
And now, it's Pete Gass.
All right, what's up, Hoss?
Hey, Pete.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Ted. What's the matter?
What do you mean, what's the matter? What's the matter with you?
Hey, you're talking, you're depressed, you don't like people touching your stuff. You need a hug.
I'm depressed. Hold on a second.
Pete knows Taz better than anybody. They wrestled together.
I've seen him naked.
Yeah, you've seen him naked.
Wait a second. Okay, that's true. You saw me naked, but hold on a second. What, are you going to psychoanalyze me now on the radio?
No, you're sitting, you're like moping, like something's wrong. I mean, we got to get Pete the body in there to give you a nice little hug.
I was hugging him during the break. I went in the control room. I went and hugged him.
Maybe that's the reason. You know what, Pete? Maybe you hit upon it. Taz did not spend his normal time with Bilotti this morning, his hype man, who usually gets him going.
That money.
And maybe that's the reason why, Pete, is that Bilotti didn't get his time with Taz this morning. Maybe that's the reason why Taz is a little bit down. But you're right. Hey, I think you're on.
You've known
Taz
down?
For a while.
Hold on. You're going to buy into this, Moose, with Pete? Pete Gass, why are you saying, see, Pete, why are you starting this? Why are you spreading this narrative that I'm out here angry? I'm not angry. I'm not miserable either.
I didn't say you were angry. It's like you're depressed, like you lost your puppy or something.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand. You're usually upbeat talking about, you know, you have a butler, a driver, and all these other things.
I do.
Today you're like, you're
Mundane
mushot.
Jones, a little mushot. Yeah. Hey, look, not every day's a holiday, you know, when you're Taz. You know, some days it's rough.
Some days it's a down day.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough being a human suplex machine, you know, in 2020 on the cusp. You know, I mean, what do you want me to do here? You know,
but, I mean, it's fair assessment.
Have a bacon, egg, and cheese and get a hug from Pete.
Listen, I don't know why.
With a little chili on top, Pete.
I'm hoping I don't sound like this to the rest of the audience, because I know you listen to every word I say, Pete, and you microscope everything, and you overanalyze everything I do and say. You're obsessed with my words.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. You're right.
Yeah.
I got a whole collage in my bedroom with your pictures of.
What's your problem? Whoa. You got a problem with me now? What's your problem? Gas?
I have no problem. I'm asking what's wrong. I'm worried about a friend.
He's worried about you. It's a little love. He cares about you. He's asking if you're okay. He wants to know if you need a hug.
Have Pete banned from the show here. Gas.
He's just getting a sense that you're a little bit down, and he knows you better than anybody. He's known you for how many years? 25 years?
Not 25. Less than
about 20.
That.
20 years. I'm all that far off.
Here's the thing. Listen, Pete Gass can say what he wants. You could say what you want. It don't matter. I know why Gass is saying this. It's because I went on a little hot take on the Instagram and social media that people, you know, they have these great lives when they tweet it out on Instagram. Pete, am I lying about that?
No, you're not lying about that.
So that's when I went nuts. That's why.
I understand.
No, but I'm talking about after that. When you're starting to get upset, you know, like the people you touch on my stuff. Taz and Moose Show.
Pete, well done. Honestly. Cherry on the top to the show today. Appreciate it, buddy.
Unbelievable. I can't catch a break.
Well, there you go.
My friends call him and rip me up.
Pete, Pete cares about you, Taz.
Yeah, I can tell.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mike, Pete, good job across the way.
Thanks.
Bilotti will get more time with Taz come Monday. Taz is off tomorrow.
I'll see you guys later.
I mean, Bilotti's off tomorrow.
Imagine takes
Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. Until tomorrow. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.